Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what is it today?
Early, we got to get out of these school. These kids got this nappy hair. I got to call these parents and tell them about
what?
These kids' hair.
You
got to call these
right
parents
now?
And let them know about these kids' hair. It's nappy.
They're the just man with no
it.
Hair.
Yeah, well, no hair, people can talk, Shirley, because we don't
I
have it.
I will cut you out so hard if you call me
my baby
that,
hair alone.
Thus the objective. Thus the objective. Thank you. That is my sole purpose for calling. We're going to call about this child's hair. When he's call the parent about this child's hair. We got to fix it. We got to fix it. Nappy hair. Let's go, cat dog. Nappy hair.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to get Francis.
This is she.
Hey, Francis, how you doing? My name is Daryl. Daryl's our kids, they go to together.
Oh, yeah.
Your daughter's Kaylin, right?
Yes.
Okay, my son is DJ, Daryl Jr. I think I may have met you at the beginning of the school year. You remember meeting me, Daryl? Daryl's
Oh, I met a lot of people, but I'm sorry, I can't place you right now.
Okay, all right, no problem. Hey, listen, I was getting your call. You know, there's only a handful of black kids at the school, you know, being a private school and all. And we, the black parents, we all got together and had a meeting a couple nights ago.
Okay, you say all the black parents. Okay, I wasn't there. Why wasn't I called?
Well, we actually had a meeting about your daughter, Kaylin.
Oh, well, what about Kaylin? Is there a problem at school that she's crazy or something I don't even know about? What's going on with?
Well, actually, we feel privileged to be, you know, like I said, there's only a handful of blacks, and we try to carry ourselves in a dignified way, our presence, our attitude, the way we handle ourselves. And, you know, Kayla's doing very good in school from what I understand and very nice with all the rest of the kids. She's getting along. That's not the problem. What we're trying to get is the grooming of Kaylin. You know, Kaylin has these braids, and what we were trying to do is give, you know, we had a meeting about it.
Hold up. Did you just say her grooming, something wrong with her grooming?
Well, it's not necessarily her clothing. Of course, you know, the kids wear the uniforms. But the braids, you know, we want to represent ourselves with a lot of dignity, the way we carry ourselves. We want to be, you know, pretty much nice and clean, spit and polished. We would really prefer if her hair was straight and opposed to being braided up, you know?
Wait a minute.
I mean, that kind of gives off a ghetto type of look to it. And that's what we're trying to avoid.
Are you crazy? Is something wrong with you? You first of all, how the hell you get my number? If you couldn't call me for the meeting, why are you calling me now?
Well, like I said, ma'am, the meeting was to get the general consensus on where all the parents feeling the same way about your daughter and her braids. You know, we're just trying to keep everything classy at when it comes to the blacks that attend the school. There's only 10 of us, you know, 10 children attending.
I tell you what you can attend. What you can attend to is this phone hanging up in your face. You tell the parents all of them for me. Y'all can go straight and hit rock bottom out of hell talking about my child and her braids. Her braids are ethnic. They are nice. She is well-groomed. And I don't know how in the hell you got my telephone number, but tell all the parents for me to kiss the crack of my you-know-what.
Listen, first of all, I don't like the way that you're talking to me, okay? I carry myself with class, with dignity. I'm spitting polish, ma'am.
I wanted to call and talk to you, like two adults. The subject of the issue, and you're not even calling me.
You're acting just as ghetto as her hairstyle.
Let me say something real ghetto to your okay? You and all the parents can hit rock bottom out of hell. Don't call me no more with no like this. This is ignorant. I'm far beyond this. My child is well groomed. She is going to go to that school. As a matter of fact, as much money as it costs to go there. Cool, y'all should have been meeting on how we can get together and pay the tuition. How about that?
Are you trying to sit here and tell me that you got a problem taking her braids down and wearing her hair straight so she can look a lot more classy than what she looks right now? It's a pathetic look that she's having right now.
You know what? What's your hair look like? Take a picture of yourself and send it to me. Text it to me. Since you get folks' phone numbers and give it to you, take a picture of yourself and text it to me. I bet you look like who would have thought it. My daughter's braids are going to stay up for the rest of the year. As a matter of fact, we ain't going to rebraid it. It's going to stay that way so it can be matted and represent. That's what we're going to do.
Francis, listen, I don't want to argue. I just wanted to call and see if we could actually, you know, come to a medium on this. Do you think that there's a possibility that, I mean, when I'm picking up DJ tomorrow after school, would it be all right if I picked up little Kaylin and brought her home and let my wife do her hair?
Please, I wish the you would pick my daughter up and see what the hell I do. I'm going to call my husband and tell him to come over to your house and whoop your after he braids your ass. I wish you would pick up my daughter. I'll call the police on. As a matter of fact, you're going to have to call the police on me and my husband. Do it and see what happens.
Ma'am, I'm just trying to get some class here. That's all we're wanting. We're not wanting to fight with you. It's just the blacks here at we think that we want a little bit more classy look of the way we are groomed. That's the only thing we're looking for.
Only person who's going to be taking the class is when we get to what you're going to be taking the class. How about that? Yeah, I can't stand up like you. Y'all get $5 and one penny in your pocket and think you're better than everybody else. You forget where you came from. As a matter of fact, what's your name? Because I'm calling the principal on your a day. Give me your name and Mr. Who? What's your name?
That's not really what my name is.
Well, that's what told me when you first called me. What is your real name?
My real name is Tommy.
Thomas?
No, my last name either.
Well, what the hell is your name? Do you know?
My name is Tommy, Nephew Tommy, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband, Keith, got me to prank phone and call you.
I be Oh, my God. He put your to this you got me ready to click your the PTA, the L school, and everybody else. I tell you what, keep it out for the rest of the week for putting this to me.
He told me, he said, man, he said, it don't take but about 2.5 minutes for my wife to go off. He said, it don't take but 2.5. He said, and I promise you. You all right? Oh, baby, calm down, baby. Let me ask you something. Well, I got one more thing to ask you. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
You know it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There you
come on.
Get it.
Ooh, what I'm y'all want? Y'all want to march on Nappy? What y'all want to do? What?
Yeah.
What?
I'm mad.
What?
I
what?
I don't have anything to say to you. Terrible.
I am not my hair. All right. I am not my hair. The nephew was coming to town. Let's see where I'm going next. I am May 5th. It is the Netflix is a Joke Festival. Netflix is a Joke Festival. YouTube Theater, Let There Be Laugh, hosted by yours truly. We got Kev on stage. We got Tony Baker, Lavelle Crawford, J.J. Williamson, hosted by yours truly. And we got Fred Hammond and a live band. Yeah.
All right.
We got a gospel icon, Fred Hammond, in the building, all right? It's all going down. And that is a clean comedy show right there. Clean, clean, clean. No profanity allowed. So the whole family can come out and have a good time. Sunday night, let there be laughs. May 5th.
Just want to point that out. Church people cuss. Just want to point that out.
Yeah, yeah.
Church people cuss.
Yes, they do.
Well, we won't be cussing out.
They laugh at jokes with cussing in it. Just wanted to point that out. I tour with Kirk Franklin. I'm living witness. They holler just as hard.
That was a great tour, too, Steve.
Yes, it was.
That was.
I remember that.
That was.
Fire.
Fun.
That was good, yeah. All right, Tommy. Well, thank you, that crazy Frank.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.